95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7.
Greetings, sir. How art thou?
Thou is great. And that answered that.
Well, that wasn't it.
I'm very good.
Wrong.
Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about obscure music tattoos. We're going to do that in a second.
Oh, nice.
Obscure. So maybe it's a lyric or, you know, a tour logo or something that most people don't know.
Maybe a band that completely vanished, broke up a long time ago.
Sure.
That you hate now, maybe.
Maybe. That would be the best.
That would be, yeah. Yeah.
There's a woman that robbed 3 banks in a row.
Damn.
And women don't do that in general.
That's pretty rare, yeah.
It's usually a dumb idiot guy.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say that's sexist, but you're proving, you know, that it's exact opposite. Yeah.
Reply all.
Oh, my God.
On email.
Folk, you don't need to hit reply all and say, neat.
We're not fans of the reply all.
No, kind of amused by it, but annoyed when I have to delete 420 emails.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about.
I wish we wouldn't have been vaccinated yet.
Why is that?
Because in Ohio,
right,
they're offering $1 million.
What?
Yeah, it's like you get your vaccine and you get into a drawing.
Oh, nice.
5 people will win $1 million.
Wow.
And what did we get for it?
Wow.
Squat.
Yeah, we didn't even get a free edible. Remember we were early talking on about, you know, they should give out free edibles if you get your vaccine.
Agreed.
Nothing. Zip. Oh, safe, sure. But whatever, you know, your life. Getting back. Who cares?
Just because you got your life back.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Is the number 13 lucky?
It's my lucky number.
Is it?
Yeah.
You always use 13?
Yeah, today. Yeah, a lot. All the time. Color 13.
Is that why we picked 13?
That's exactly
13?
Why.
Because that number is lucky for you?
Yes.
In what way?
Unlucky
well, we'll
for other. Okay, yes.
We'll talk later.
And today's
about
the 13th, so it seems fair.
Right. Yeah. And we have our 1 second of nonstop
rock.
And today it's worth $5,500.
That's unbelievable. Between now and 4.
That is coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas. But just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines, we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting. Exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp, right there, where, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale?
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of the tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right, okay.
The point is...
Oh, yeah, she, yes.
She spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did.
That's
he
awesome.
Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if like you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled like Galvin
Either
of
way.
Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies.
That's
my favorite band
Strange,
on the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
And it's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names, faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The sweet.
Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tap?
No. Yeah. No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome. Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, that's very
cool.
And do
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
funny.
But
they know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, I'm toxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, Matt. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music tattoo.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money.
Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our money, 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a Social Distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink,
yeah,
and a cigarette.
Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love
nice.
It. That's
I love that.
Cool.
How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
Nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody
man.
Knows on, in even Southern in, California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
I don't drink martinis. And I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the Acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards. And
oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
Nice. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. I mean, it's like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick.
Yep.
About not about the tattoo, but I won the $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. Yeah, I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A little nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty amazing.
Four people have seen the tattoo and said, I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like,
sure.
Oh, yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is it?
The first album. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill underneath it? Faster Pussycat, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a black flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That is seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah, but...
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah,
Down boy.
I got three. Chrome, Jack,
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
When we start giving away this amount of money, $6,500.
$5,500.
Yeah. I mean, don't we need to have like the guy that's in charge of the whole company come in here and stand there with his briefcase and make sure?
I don't know. That didn't happen last time.
Yeah. So, you know.
I think we got it up to $6,500 last time.
Yeah, maybe something like that. I don't know. But $5,500 right this second.
We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. We'll play you the clip. Then you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you will win $5,500.
And then a guy with a briefcase will show up at your house and
stare
at you.
That doesn't happen either.
No? Well, nope. All right. Well, here's the clip. What do you think that is? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck to you.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $5,500, KLOS, who's this?
Mario, who's this?
I don't know. Hold on. Let me check.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you're caller 13.
Oh, yeah, man.
Now, we're going to play the clip for you again, but don't tell us now. But do you think you know what it is?
I think I have it, I think, 100%.
All right.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, here comes the clip. You tell us the name of the song and who the artist is, and you get that $5,500. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here it is. What is that?
Is it Foo Fighters, The Pretender?
It is not Foo Fighters, The Pretender. Sorry, man.
Thank you for calling. You're not alone.
A lot of people think they know what it is.
Yeah.
And don't know yet. Well, good luck next time.
Which is the next hour when it's worth $6,000.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo. Kevin, you remember the book? I think it was in the mid-70s called The Book of Lists.
Yes.
And it was just this massive collection of all sorts of weird topics and subjects. That was my first introduction to being addicted to lists. I love them.
You're addicted to lists.
I am. I just will reread any list. I don't care what it is.
As long as it's a list.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So this weekend, that's what we're doing. JD is going to take control of the station 2 to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday and play lists, themes, the weirdest rock songs ever, ladies of rock, that sort of stuff all weekend.
Love that.
It's all about lists on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. In Missouri, a woman last Wednesday decided that she wanted to rob a bank. Now, I can't tell you how many rob a bank stories I've read.
Right.
They're all guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost all.
Generally always, yeah.
Because guys are dumb.
Yep. I can do this. I can get away with it.
So last Wednesday, shortly after 10:30, the woman who's 29 years old walked into the bank and told the bank teller that she had a gun and then demanded cash.
Ooh, she's going the armed robbery route.
Then she went to the second bank and did the same thing. And then she went to the third bank and did the same thing.
How much did she get in these? Is it not enough?
It does not say.
Yeah.
The interesting part of this is that her vehicle was a cab.
Oh, come on.
So she said, go here. Okay, can you wait for me? Keep it running, and then I'll just go in. I'll be right back out.
And the same driver for all three hits?
Yep.
Now... Wow.
Second bank, third bank, came back out, and somebody called and said, hey, by the way, she's in a cab.
Now, that was, you would think it would be a guy, because that takes some balls there.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So the police, Jenny Schwartz, said, thankfully, because it was a cab, we were able to reach out to the cab company and figure out through GPS exactly where the cab was.
Was she off to her fourth bank?
I don't know.
Yeah, she's heading to another bank.
They pulled him over, and she got arrested.
And he's like, oh, I didn't know anything about it.
I really had no idea that was happening.
I saw her waving her gun. I just thought she was having a nice time.
And I'm sort of tired of this sentence. The suspect's motive is unclear. I mean, I feel like money is a pretty good motive.
Well, maybe they mean the how stupid she could possibly be is unclear, or why she would
be. That could be.
I mean, but dude's got to be starting to go, hold on a second.
Yeah, third bank.
Yeah. That just sounds a little suspicious to me.
Like, the company and him are all going, oh, wow, we had no idea.
Yeah.
We had no idea what was going on.
But after the third bank, you're like, huh, she's running out with what? What was she carrying the money, the loot in?
I don't have that info.
I think this dude is in on it.
She's being held for first-degree robbery on $150,000 cash-only bond, which she happens to have. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love Reply All.
Oh, man. Reply
Is that
all.
What we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please, always hit reply all. Never just to the sender. Ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one like 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant. And he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. Going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people.
Yep.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yep.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, you know, groups,
yes.
chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Well, look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying who can do something.
Right.
To everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something, and this is everybody yes. responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation
wow.
points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very
sure,
important
of course.
To note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one,
okay.
GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I mean,
at least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, and everybody's
Look,
had that problem. You're
listen,
not even part of
this
it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all. By the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to
do. Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today,
mm-hmm.
we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott,
yeah,
changed that, and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is
Thank you
need
to send something really
yes.
inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have, you need to
yeah,
do that
it's
first.
The KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We have 1 second of nonstop rock. It's worth $6,000.
6K. Hey, man.
Before 5 o'clock.
What?
So keep listening for that. I'm a little angry that I already got the vaccine.
Why? You're fully vaccinated. You're done and on Saturday,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. 14 days after you get your second shot.
That's
yes.
reason for celebrating. What are
yes,
you upset about?
Because I didn't. All of these different states are coming up with lotteries and ways to get people
right.
to get the vaccine.
Right, 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 right.
So in Ohio, the governor made an announcement
yeah.
for everybody 17 and under and everybody 18 and above, and they will actually pay you off for getting the vaccine.
Get out of here.
Your name goes into the drawing, of course.
Right. Oh, okay.
But
and you have to live in Ohio. I mean,
there's that negative. All right. So listen to the governor, although okay. he talks quite slowly.
Mm, all right.
Getting them vaccinated is so important.
17 and under.
That we will have a separate incentive for them. 2 weeks from tonight, on Wednesday, May 26th,
I will be done with this speech.
We will announce the winner of a drawing of all those 17-year-olds and under who have been vaccinated, and the winner will receive a full 4-year scholarship.
What?
To any one of our state universities.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
Right?
That's amazing.
And you know who's not eligible for that? You and me.
This will include tuition, room and board, and books.
Books is what you need to take out the loan for.
Yeah, that's where you pay the rest of your life.
Next Tuesday, on May 18th, electronic portal will be opened up for young people who have been vaccinated to be able to register. And we will do this every Wednesday for 5 straight Wednesdays, each time randomly selecting one student to receive the full 4-year scholarship.
I'm already picturing people here in California moving their kids right now, packing up. All right, well, you're going to
Ohio.
It
would be worth it.
Yeah.
It would totally be worth it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to get
But those. You'd also have to go to college in Ohio.
But it's free if you win.
But parents move back to Southern California because you don't want to live in
no,
Ohio.
No.
Now let's talk about adults.
Let's talk about adults.
2 weeks from tonight, on May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults. Adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine.
They just have to get one dose, first of all.
Yes.
Dang.
Yes.
This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks.
All right, remember that part. Each Wednesday for 5 weeks.
Okay.
And the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
$1 million. Wow!
Somebody will win $1 million every week for 5 weeks.
I thought our little contest was good, but that's incredible. That $5 million.
Can you get unvaccinated?
I don't think it took.
And then go to Ohio and get another one?
Wow, that's actually pretty wise and cool and much better even than, well, it's not as good as an edible.
No, of course not.
I'd rather have that.
Ridiculous. We should give away $6,000.
I really want to. I love giving away cash.
It is our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $6,000 if you call right now and you're caller 13. I guess maybe wait till you hear the clip.
Yeah. So
unless you know it.
It's a hard clip. It's listening to it hasn't helped anyone yet.
818-955-KLOS. You be caller 13. Tell us the name of the song and the artist and you will win $6,000.
And here is said clip. What is that?
818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $6,000, KLOS, who's this?
Sean.
Sean, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
Now, that is the number you want to be, but do you think you know what the song is? Don't say yet, but do you think you know?
I honestly have zero idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'd try anyway.
Yeah, you're just kind of here to push the money up a little, another $500.
Nicely done.
Why not?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, so we'll play you the 1 second, then you have to take a guess. You ready?
Sure.
Oh, dude, please hit it, because then you need to go to Vegas if you do. All right, here it is. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and you got it. You ready?
Sure.
All right, here it is. What do you think that is?
I'm just going to say Foo Fighters' Monkey Wrench.
Get out of here!
How did you know that?
What?
I literally just thought, I thought it was the pretend. I thought it was the pretender, but that was Last Hour.
Last
Hour. That's what that
by
guy
the way,
guessed.
Last Hour, the guy said that he had 100% knowledge of the song and then missed it.
Yeah, and we were like ready to yell when he said Foo Fighters.
You had 0% confidence and you nailed it and just won $6,000.
You know, the awesome thing is I was just listening to Monkey Ranch, and I was like, this doesn't sound right, but let's see what happens.
Wow!
So you didn't even think your guess was right.
Wow! All right, well,
I had zero clue.
Wow!
I'm going to play the solution here so everybody can hear what you just picked out. So take a listen. This is what it was.
What have we done with innocence?
That's
where it is, because it's that little stop. That's what kind of tends to throw people sometimes.
Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters is correct, and you won $6,000.
That is amazing.
Nicely done. What are you going to spend it on?
Well, I actually just came back from Vegas this past week.
So a return trip?
Yeah, go back.
A return trip.
Clearly, you're on a roll, buddy. Head the hell back up there. $6,000.
How about that for Sean, who said he had no idea what it was?
Sean, you blew our minds. We were really sure that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I got a 0% chance of this. I'm just going to take a stab.
It's this song. It's Monkey Wrench. It's $6,000, buddy. That was cool.
That was nice. Pretty cool and super strange.
Yeah.
Because the one before was like, 100%. I know what it is. And it was wrong. That's how it works.
Yep, weird.
Speaking of good news with that $6,000, there are new guidelines from the CDC.
Yeah, I haven't really delved into this yet, but I saw.
Although you and I are not eligible for the $1 million drawing 5 weeks in a row in Ohio.
Oh, man, that's reason to go and get your shot there. Hang out.
We are both. You were yesterday? What is it? 14 days after your second shot.
You're theoretically good to go. You're not going to get so sick with it if you do catch it, which is possible still.
Right.
You're not going to get so sick with it, it'll kill you or put you in the hospital.
Bill Maher had the vaccine and just got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is a thing. You can still, but now, theoretically, I am
now won't be
safe
so bad.
To go play. And you're this Saturday. Yes. You'll be 2 weeks.
This Saturday will be 14 days for me after my second shot.
So that's when you're going to the sex party in New York, right?
Right, sure.
And you got that. You got in. I know you got in. You liar. I didn't get in.
Wouldn't it be funny if I came back with a bunch of pictures?
I don't want to see them, man.
Of course
Please
you do.
Blur them out. Not like last time, those pictures
you showed me. Of course you do.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the head of the CDC for some good news.
All right.
CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people.
We're also talking to you from a closet.
Yeah.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Damn!
How about that?
Boom! Wow.
Who saw that coming so soon? If you've been fully vaccinated, which you are, and I will be Saturday, you can participate indoors and outdoors without a mask and without social distancing.
Wow. I know there are some specifics that still you have to wear the mask.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're around an old person, not in this particular
way. Oh, they don't. Planes.
If you're around an old person, probably on planes.
Public transport, I see that.
I think don't throw away your masks, but this is amazing.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment.
She's right. So much passion there, but she's right.
She's right.
Very much
for
longing
sure.
for this moment.
When we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads, that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. Now, if you are immune compromised, you will most definitely want to talk to your doctor before giving up your mask.
How about
Fair
that?
Fair enough. That is amazing.
Outside, inside, that big is, crowd, small crowd.
That is, if you're vaccinated, you're good to go.
No mask.
No more mask. No more being all, I don't know, man.
Right.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's some of the best news I've heard in, well, since I heard that you were coming here. When you actually insanely said yes. That was a nice day.
That was quite fun.
Yeah.
That was quite fun.
I can't get enough of that song.
Same.
Damn, Devorah, not dead yet.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. It is 520. What's your favorite number?
13.
Why?
That is a rough question. You know, I like to play 13 on roulette. I always play 0, 00, and 13 every time I play roulette.
Why?
Always. Well,
when did 13 become your favorite number?
Before I was 13. I just looked
really?
For it. Yeah, as long as I can remember, 13 has been. Now, and a lot of times I will say, just kind of because I think it's sort of funny, that it's my lucky number because to other people it's unlucky. That's been the
sure.
most easy sort of answer. I don't
sure.
know. And it tends to drive people away from the table sometimes. That's not really true, though. I mean, you know,
you wield the number to
I
get
do.
Rid of people.
It's true. There is truth to that. But I don't know. I just 13's a lucky number for me for some reason because it's kind of off. And so that's why we take caller 13.
And you're kind of off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have taken caller 13 since I've gotten here, and I had no idea why.
There's another station that does it, too, and they do it all the time.
Oh, who knew?
93.1 Jack FM. Huh. Because of me. When I was
really?
Over there, I made it number 13.
Well, what's wrong with you?
No, the list is endless.
All right, I have a list from Scientific American of the number and the position that it is as far as people's favorite.
Lucky numbers.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. Wow.
So the most favorite number is 7. which makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And that to me, and I will even say, as far as I'm concerned, that's an unlucky number for me. I guess because people think that it is lucky, that to me, I will never play 7 on roulette. I won't use 7 in lottery numbers when I'm picking them. I will avoid that number. I don't really believe that it...
Are you just a contrarian?
Yeah. No, I am not, sir. How dare you? I don't believe the power of any of the numbers or anything necessarily.
But what, do you believe in the power of 13?
I believe in the power of you.
So number 1 is 7. Number 2 is 3. The next favorite number is 8, which surprises me.
Okay, that one. I see people bet 3 a lot. That is a really common number. Like if you have some chips on 3, you know, which I would do sometimes.
Well, yeah. You're talking about craps or on
roulette? Yeah, all of it.
Because like some of them are more likely to hit than others.
Yes, but 3 on roulette, on roulette is also very
But
common.
8.
But 8, no, I don't know.
Really is nothing.
What's wrong with you people?
It's in third place.
That's not a lucky number.
This is confusing, I know, but...
Oh, wait a minute. It's in third, so it's 3, so that's sort of lucky because it's people...
Don't do that to us.
It's confusing.
The number 4 is in fourth place.
Oh. Now, who is this that put this together?
Scientific American.
Fairly reliable.
Yes.
Yeah, not Joe Blow and whatever.
I didn't think I would actually find an answer to this.
Yeah, I try to find an answer to important things all the time.
I just typed in, like, what's the favorite number of people?
Wow, well said. Oh, well, let me help you out with that.
So number 4 is number 4.
4, okay.
And number 5 is number 5.
Is it?
Yes.
That's weird. How many people did they talk to, I wonder?
I don't know. I didn't read that far. It's Scientific American. You think I'm going to read that whole thing? I just found the table. Number 6 number? Like the 6th most favorite number?
Yeah.
13.
Ah, woo!
6th favorite.
That shocks me, actually.
That shocks me, too, because usually that's a super negative thing.
I suppose it's all us dorks that are trying to be contrarians. There's a bunch of us.
But 6?
6th. Okay. All right.
Number 7 top number is 9.
Number 9.
Number 8 is 6. Number 9 is 2. And number 10 is 11.
I mean, once you get to that point, I'm like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Do you consider a lucky number? Any number to be fortunate for you?
Don't really. I like certain numbers that I've had. You know, like when I played sports in high school, I had two different numbers that I liked.
Which were?
10 and 35. Okay. So I sort of like those two numbers.
So, yeah.
But if you were to ask me if I had a favorite number, I'd say, no, I'm not a nerd.
Yeah, I would say lucky, and I always hate favorite colors. That's a silly question to me, too. Who cares? I don't care.
You are just a contrarian.
I am. No, I'm not.
All right, so we're going to take your calls on this.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite number? Do you always put that number, for example, when you buy a lottery ticket? Which, by the way, is up to $480 million.
Are we going to tell the kids about the terrible story that happened here in California? The lottery ticket that was destroyed?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
There was a woman who had a lottery ticket that was worth $60 million.
Oh, man.
Put it in the wash.
Oh, man.
Couldn't claim the prize.
Destroyed how much?
$60 million.
$60 million lottery ticket. She bought it. They actually saw her on surveillance video buying the ticket.
But that's not enough for you to claim.
Nah, ain't enough. And she
put it in the wash.
Yeah, she never came forward. So they tracked it down and they found her on the surveillance video. And there she is. And they, you know, I washed it.
That's insane, isn't
it? That's horrible.
Wow.
I mean, talk about your life has changed forever.
Well, talking about your life has changed forever. $480 million is what it is right now.
Yeah.
And the drawing is tomorrow night.
So are you going to, what numbers are you going to play is what we're asking, I guess. Your favorite numbers.
When I buy a lottery ticket, and this hasn't worked for me yet, so it's probably a pretty good idea, is to just have them random.
Yeah.
I assume those numbers are just as good as whatever numbers I like.
If it's going to be a random drawing anyway, why not have a random drawing when you buy the damn ticket?
But then have you won?
No.
Have I won?
You know what we need to do is just find all the winners, as many as we can, the big ones. Did you do it randomly or did you pick numbers? And then see
and
if
how
there's
are we
going to
do that?
It's very easy.
Oh, it is?
I know. It's
completely
impossible.
Why don't you do that search? Because I just typed in, hey, what are people, if people like numbers, what are they?
And then you put in sex.
So your lucky number is 13, and you play it in Vegas all the time.
I do.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Somebody else, we were talking about this earlier today, said their favorite number is 13, too. which I found odd.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 13 is, you're right, it's sort of an unlucky number.
Yes, especially
when it's on a Friday.
Yep, yeah. Oh, that's a great day. That's my favorite day to go to Vegas, quite honestly. It really is.
Contrarian Sluggo. All right, 888-955-KLOS. Speaking of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People have favorite numbers.
Yeah, you know what? I just heard from a really good friend of mine, Wendy, and she says that her favorite number is 13. She just texted me. She said it all her life. It's been 13, just like mine.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know. Wendy, why? Text me. Why is that your favorite number?
Continue texting.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I do.
All right, what is it?
It's actually 25.
25?
Why?
Yeah. Why is that your favorite number?
Well, that's the day of my birthday.
Okay, so a lot of people do go with their birthdays. Does it pay off for you? Have you found, hey, this is actually something that wins me money or whatever?
Well, one time I got a lottery ticket, and I think it won, like, my dad got a lottery ticket, and it won, like,
$5. Woo! $5? Woo! I hate to tell you this, but 25 is not in the first 30 of people's favorite numbers,
they
which
don't
surprises
like your birthday.
Me.
Yeah, that seems like a good, nice number.
Which month are you born in?
June.
Oh, okay, good. Because if it was December, you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You have a lucky number?
Yeah, I'm a three girl, multiples of three, six, nine. That's 3, 6, 9, and then 11.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? You're like, you shut it down after 9.
What
you're
happened
like, no,
to 12?
Yeah, no, screw that number. Yeah.
No. Why number 3?
Well, because my birthday's in June, so it's a 6, and so it's just kind of one of those things where 3's, and then my son's birthday's a 9, so.
All right, so it just sort of has built throughout your life.
Right.
All right.
Well, yeah, and I've had some luck with it, but not a lot, but, you know.
Interesting.
Not like the 60 million.
Right.
No kidding.
The 8 thing, though, I believe the Asian community has a very strong tie.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, well,
that would make sense,
then. Oh, there you go.
I don't remember
if it's like Pai Gao or...
Okay. All right.
So because that was in third place.
Yeah.
The number 8.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling in.
KLOS, hello. You have a lucky number?
Yeah, I do. I like number 11.
11?
11.
Why?
Stranger Things.
Because it's two number ones.
I've done that before. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Do you have a lucky or favorite number?
I do. My favorite number is 11.
Oh, what's happening?
Wow, that's weird. Right in a row.
The last guy said 11.
Do you use it in your pin, your various pins and that sort of thing?
I'm not going to tell you guys that.
Dude, come on. It's just us. No one will hear it.
Yeah, no one's listening to the show.
I mean, maybe it's part of one of my numbers, but I'm not going to go any further than that.
No worries. We'll figure it out.
All right, cool. Yeah.
If you missed it, the 1 second of nonstop rock for $6,000 was Foo Fighters.
That's right. Foo Fighters Monkey Wrench. Yeah. So finally, someone who didn't think he knew it at all.
Sean told us that he had a 0% chance of winning.
It was not going to happen.
And then named the song.
He just nailed it for $6,000.
Crazy.
And he had just gotten back from Vegas.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of Vegas, we're talking about your lucky numbers. And I said my lucky number is 13. A friend of mine, Wendy, texted me and she said the same thing. And I'm like, well, okay, why? And here's her answer. And I totally share her feeling on this. Because dumbasses thought of it as an unlucky number.
You're both contrarians.
Yes.
All right.
What? No, we're not.
All right, we're taking your calls. KLOS, you have a favorite number?
I do, actually. How you guys doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. What's your favorite number?
My favorite number is actually 1/5.
One fifth?
Yeah.
Why?
Not like four fifths of Beethoven, but 1/5.
Let's play some Walter Murphy today. I think that's a good idea.
I couldn't hate you more.
Thanks for calling in, dude. That's the guy who calls every Friday. Yep. He always gets through somehow.
Sure does.
All request.
Yep.
Hi, KLOS. What's your favorite number?
Whoa, how you doing there, Sluggo? How you doing, Kevin?
We are good. Thank you.
Good.
My favorite number is 88.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Because you get 8 twice.
I mean, that's.
Ding, 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 ding. Well done, sir. Well played.
Well played, sir. Thank you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Like you need another reason to love Marcy.
Yay, Marcy.
She has Sweet Sahara Las Vegas giveaways all month.
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen to Marcy each weekday when you hear the sounds of Vegas. Be caller 25. You're in the running to go to Sin City.
I always hear the sounds of Vegas in my head, especially when I get back. You know, the slot machine.
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Gonna go away forever.
Days, yeah.
We'll pick a winner each Friday, and they'll get two night stays in a suite, a free cabana rental at the Retro Pool, and $100 food and beverage credit.
Nice.
The pools, bars, and restaurants are opening. If you don't win your way in, book your reservation at SaharaLasVegas.com. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Friday!
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Friday!
Yes, yes. Woo! It is.
Hell yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm fairly excited about that.
Really? Fairly? That's just fairly?
Yeah. That's not very much.
All right, I have to go home and pet the kitty.
Yeah. All right, peace out. Speaking of money, 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 it was on this day in rock in 1971, on his 21st birthday, that Stevie Wonder received all of his childhood earnings. He had earned up to $30 million at that point, and of it, he received $1 million. The seeds of the PRMC rating system were sown on this day in rock in 1985 when the Parents Music Resource Center held a meeting at a Washington church to discuss the idea.